expert in migration issues has warned the link between cost of living and numbers of migrants is not clear-cut, ahead of a major overhaul to the migration system expected to be announced on Monday. The Prime Minister signalled his government will be responding to the once-in-a-generation review, which found the migration system was effectively broken, announcing plans to scale back migration to pre-pandemic levels. Opposition spokesman on immigration Dan Tehan has criticised the government's approach to migration, saying it has added pressure to the cost of living and housing crisis. But Deloitte analyst Fiona Webb has welcomed the government's promise to simplify the system, saying it's important to recognise the value of attracting migrants into the Australian workforce.
Again, we have to balance it out that any of our migrants are also contributors to the economy from the point of view of spending, they pay taxes, there is the net benefit as well. So it's really hard to unscramble that egg in terms of knowing kind of which of the factors are linking in to driving things like cost of living pressures and potential recession factors.